I wish you good luck and a nice strong wind. Grimbeard the Ghastly. P.S. I hope you have a dragon with you. He can help you to the surface. Otherwise, I'm afraid you're done for. Maybe Grimbeard the Ghastly wasn't so bad after all, said Hiccup slowly. There you are, said Fishlegs, who was reading over Hiccup's shoulder. He said it was your treasure, to do as you liked with. Hiccup sighed. He thought of the greedy look in Stoic's eyes when he held the storm blade. He thought of Baggy Bum and Stoic arguing over the treasure chest. Yes, said Hiccup, and I do know what to do with it. He picked up a piece of charcoal from the cavern floor, wrote some words on the bottom of the letter, and pinned it back on the door. Still not ready, read Fishlegs. Fishlegs hurried after Hiccup, who was now looking at the cavern's exit hole to the sea, thinking hard. What do you mean, still not ready? Demanded Fishlegs. I mean, said Hiccup, that the treasure is staying right here. That this is our secret and we tell nobody. If we get out of here alive, we just say we washed up on the shore a couple of beaches down. No mention of the existence of this cavern. Nothing.
You cannot be serious, said Fishlegs. We could be heroes here. And besides, if we don't tell everybody what happened, they'll all go on thinking that Snotlout is the true heir to the Hairy Hooligans.
Hiccup looked miserable. I guess that's right, he said. But then, if I really am the true heir, I have to do what I think is the right thing for the tribe, don't I? And this is definitely the right thing. That treasure is bad trouble. Hiccup would not change his mind. Let's just concentrate on getting back home, he said. It took Hiccup 2 or 3 hours of hard thinking to work out how to use one dragon to get himself and Fishlegs up through hundreds of feet of water and back to the surface without drowning. The solution is quite simple, if you ever find yourself in a similarly tricky situation. A dragon's breath, even when it exhales, is composed almost entirely of pure oxygen. It is this that makes it so very flammable. All they needed to do was rise to the surface, slowly, so as not to get the bends, with Toothless swimming beside them and occasionally blowing into their noses when they ran out of breath. A dragon never runs out of breath because just below its horns it has a fully working set of gills. As soon as it enters the sea, it can shut off its lungs and get its oxygen from the water rather than the air. Hiccup and Fishlegs resurfaced after about 10 minutes. There was plenty of debris floating around, because they were not far from where the Lucky 13 had made its final journey to the bottom of the ocean. The boys each got hold of one end of an oar and steered their way around the corner to where there was a beach to land on. Fishlegs tried to persuade Hiccup to change his mind all the way home. At last he said in exasperation,
"You're never going to be a hero with this attitude. How can you be with no one to cheer, no one to clap?"
"Okay, then," Hiccup sighed. "I'll never be a hero. All I know is that I'm supposed to be the future leader of this tribe, and I want there to be a tribe left to lead, and that seems more important to me than being a hero."